Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
This is the NUA Report. I'm John Batchelor with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, and Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. The president of Argentina, Mr. Fernandez, Reuters report, a new scenario, in quotes, opens for Argentina with the invitation for the country, Argentina, to join the BRICS group of developing nations, according to outgoing President Alberto Fernandez. The comment from the center-left leader comes at a time of a deepening economic crisis in Argentina, rocked by triple-digit inflation and a steadily deteriorating peso currency. Joseph, Mr. Fernandez has a very large smile. I've not seen him smile like this since he was elected. What does this mean for Argentina to be welcomed into, after all, we're talking about two major adversaries of the United States and NATO, Russia and China, anchoring both ends of the BRICS. Is this an advantage for Argentina to be identified with the enemy?
No, it's not an advantage at all towards its economy or towards its political positioning in the international community. However, it's Argentina's hedging because they believe that the new world order will come through a Chinese-led world order. And I think that's something that the foreign minister of Argentina has said in the past. And the current president, Alberto Fernandez, is also probably pushing. There's some serious problems for Argentina on the BRICS bloc. I think most notably that Iran is now a new member of the BRICS. And we know the history of Iran and Argentina is very troublesome. The bombings in the 1990s in Buenos Aires executed by Hezbollah with the support of Iran. The controversial memorandum that was signed by the previous president, now Vice President Cristina Kirchner, that kind of whitewashed the bombings, the killing of the prosecutor of those bombings, Alberto Nisman. All these incidents have kind of spoken to the Argentine public as a sense of impunity that the terrorists in Argentina have, courtesy to its alignment with Iran. So that's probably a point that's going to be played up by the opposition in Argentina because it's in its election year. They're going to play up that point that the government is basically subverting its judicial actions. It's subverting its democracy in the name of aligning with geopolitical in the name of a geopolitical alignment that's making it more authoritarian. Matter of fact, if you look at some of the Twitter, some of the ex posts of the current presidential candidates, they're already hitting on Alberto Fernandez and on Sergio Massa pretty hard on these points. So, no, I don't think this is favorable at all for Argentina. This is something that's taken through executive action. There's no popular will inside the country to do this. And in fact, I think it's being heavily criticized kind of on a consensus level throughout the country of Argentina, both by the people and by many of the political class.
Ernesto, Lula da Silva is now tied closely with this decision to invite in a deeply troubled and indebted country. And we're on the eve of a presidential election that could go in another direction entirely. For example, Argentina's leading conservative presidential candidate, Patricia Bullrich, said that the country's strict capital controls were an instrument of torture. I believe Ms. Bullrich has indicated that she does not favor, or she's skeptical, that there are advantages to joining with Russia and China in an international organization. Has Lula da Silva taken a risk here? Is Argentina taking a risk here on this vote? And does this, because I'm understanding that Argentina and Brazil have been partners and rivals for a long time, does this change the landscape in Brazil as well?
So, John, I think more than for Brazil, this is a very dramatic moment for Argentina. They're going to decide in the election if they want to stay in the West, like they always have felt at home in the West. Argentinians, much more than Brazilians, have always considered themselves as part of Western culture and tradition. So, or if they are going to be a secondary actor in the totalitarian bloc, this is very clear now. This is a very huge decision for them to make. For Brazil, I think Lula would rather have the whole of South America in BRICS, with Brazil as a sort of a local leader of that arrangement. So Argentina, I think, in his mind, would be the first to join. I think his dream is to have some sort of Brazil-led South America inside this totalitarian bloc, with Brazil as some sort of regional leader of that gang. But Argentina, I hope they make the right decision. This is an epical decision for Argentinians to make in the election. It's not about the economy. It's not about the debt that they have now, who are going to help them, who are going to buy their products. No, it's about the format of a society. And I'm very worried as a Brazilian, as the, with the what reinforced BRICS means for Brazilians above all else. This is not about Brazil having more prestige in the world. This is about the corrupt system that runs Brazil to be there forever or for the foreseeable future in Brazil.
Joseph, we have a headline from Argentina that is strikingly echoing of the conduct we've seen again and again on video from parts of California. In Argentina, scattered looting portends ugly election race as inflation bites. Inflation is 115%. The video that Reuters is putting up shows young people breaking into what looks to be a cigarette and convenience store and grabbing what they can, and the clerk hiding behind the counter. It's not clear that there was violence used, but the video shows lots of looting in Buenos Aires and other large cities in Argentina. Is Argentina tipping towards chaos, Joseph? Has it now reached a point where if there is not order restored, it's going to get worse? What is your measure?
No, my measure is that, yes, chaos is probably going to come abroad in inside Argentina. You already see elements of political instability when inflation hits double digits, when it hits above 10%. As you mentioned, annual inflation is currently at 115%. It's projected, some economists say, to be at 175% by the end of the year. You know, there was some expectation that the government in Argentina would somehow kind of be able to muddle through and keep the inflation in check with their conversations with the IMF. But that's like that expectation is pretty much gone. And I think with the outcome of the primary, where it's looking like there's going to be a change of government in Argentina right now, inflation is starting to soar. And what it means is people that have currency are spending it now. They're not trying to save. They're not trying to put the money away for a rainy day. They're trying to spend it all now. And they're hoarding on supplies, you know, food, water, you know, essentials, things that you need to be able to survive. And then the people that don't have money are looting. They're looting, they're rioting, they're stealing. And that could be in a situation that, especially as the elections approach, that could be very untenable. So there's going to be a lot of security that's going to be needed, especially in the major urban centers such as Buenos Aires. But when you have, you know, the highest inflation in Latin America, one of the highest inflations in the world, instability is a symptom that's very expected that's going to be resulting. So I'm worried about Argentina in that regard. But I'm optimistic that Argentina's voters are going to basically kick out the current government and put in a new president that's going to be able to make drastic measures to deal with the situation.
Ernesto, another headline from Reuters. Argentina offers financial aid to crisis-hit workers and pensioners. Printing money again. This is how they've gotten so deep in trouble with the IMF to print money. Is that expected? I don't travel this part of the world. I only read about it. But printing money to buy favor at election time seems to be, strikes me as the worst direction that Argentina could take. Is this routine?
Oh, yes, John, that's very much routine. This was a tradition in the past. And today it's, fortunately, it's maybe less usual, but for Argentina, this is the desperate move that the government is making to try to elect Massa, the Peronista candidate. And of course, this is only bring Argentina deeper into crisis. and would be totally unsustainable. In the case Massa is elected, he would start with an even worse economy because of that sort of irresponsible fiscal spending. Now, that's the sort of thing that we have to end once and for all in Latin America. And so that's what I think is a good idea about Milei's idea of dollarizing an economy, is that you can't print money anymore. And money is always printed to favor the worst regimes, right? Because the best regime, they want fiscal stability, fiscal responsibility. So in a way, well, that would be also maybe a good model. If Milei is elected and he dollarizes the economy, this maybe could be a good model for the whole region to be more responsible. And I think this would go well for would play well for democracy in the region.
Joseph, you mentioned Iran also being invited into BRICS. I'm unfamiliar with the economy minister, Sergio Massa, who now represents the status quo ante of the Peronistas. Does he have any connection whatsoever to the crimes that you mentioned, the bombings back in the 20th century, the cover-up ever since in Argentina? Is Massa associated with any of that bad acting?
Not directly that I'm aware of. I don't know of any direct association between Sergio Massa and any of the terrorist actions that took place in Argentina, that courtesy of Iran. But who does have those associations in the Fernandez government coalition is Cristina Kirchner. And that was very evident, not just by Alberto Nisman's investigations, who he accused formally, judicially, the now vice president, Cristina Kirchner, for basically committing treason by trying to whitewash Iran's involvement in the Amir bombings. But it's also evident in the attitude that the government has taken towards Iran. I'll give you two specific examples, John. The one we talked quite a bit about on the program, which was last year when that IRGC-piloted plane landed in Buenos Aires, was caught by the federal police, and then the investigations confirmed that not only was he a member of the IRGC, but he was shuttling flights from Iran to Syria to basically back the proxy fort rebel forces in that country in defense of the dictator Bashar al-Assad. So this is basically a war criminal, a pilot that's now operating in Latin America. And the Argentine government did very, very little to help that investigation to bring up actual charges and to figure out a way to get to the bottom of what that plane was doing in Buenos Aires. The second, John, is recent, because Iran recently signed an agreement with Bolivia, a defense agreement, which has been very alarming for its neighboring states, because the defense minister of Bolivia said that one of the things they're going to look to do with Iran is the transfer of drones. The same drones that Iran sent to Russia, sent to Venezuela, will now be sending to Bolivia to patrol its borders. Now, Bolivia shares a border with Argentina, and the Argentine government said almost nothing for more than a week after that news was put out. And only because of political pressure by the opposition did the foreign ministry make a very soft statement and basically ask the question of Bolivia, let's say, if they could have more information about this agreement with Iran. My point to all this is to say that the current Fernandez government has had a very, very weak position on Iran, who has been probably the number one foreign terrorist adversary to the country because of all the things that we just mentioned. Now, Sergio Massa is an economic minister. I haven't seen him specifically involved in this, but Cristina Kirchner has, and she's a very powerful player in the Frente para Todos, which is the Alberto Fernandez coalition in Argentina.
Joseph Ohmeyer, Ernesto Araújo, The New World Report. I'm John Batchelor. We're going to Guatemala, where there's a president-elect who has been told that he's at risk. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.